Greetings. This is not a Project Gemini update video. This is just a video that I'm finding a little difficult to do, to be honest with you. Today it was announced that Neil Peart had passed away at 67, I believe, from brain cancer. Apparently he has been battling it for 3 years, much to the surprise of many a Rush fan. As this was news to me, and I'm sure it was news to many people that were lifelong Rush fans. I'm guessing people who were in the close circle of Neil Peart and his family knew about it and did a really good job of keeping it under wraps and, you know, letting him have his peace and quiet while he tried to battle this rather ruthless disease that's been taking people away from us now quite a bit. Gord Downie had something similar, I believe. Brain cancer is not a fun thing, obviously, as is any form of cancer. This is shockingly close to David Bowie's death as well. As far as time period, in January seems to be when a lot of these people seem to pass away for some reason. Sorry if I babble a little bit. This is really kind of hitting me hard. You need to understand, Rush has been a band that's been with me from as far back as I can remember listening to music, since I was a small little guy and discovering my sister's record collection in her room. And when she would be away with her friends, I would sneak in, grab a pair of headphones, and listen to whatever she had left on her turntable. And one of those bands were Rush. And I remember listening to a particular record. I'm going to show you them because I'm going to go through some of my favorite Rush records really quickly as a tribute to Neil. And when I heard this record, it changed everything for me musically. I never heard anything like this before. Sure, I've heard music at that point. You know, I heard lots of bands. My sister listened to music constantly in the house. I was familiar with all kinds of music. But this was something different, something that hit me deep and made me, years later, want to pick up a guitar and start playing. I know we're talking about Neil here, and he's the drummer, but, you know, Neil's drumming and his lyric writing have impacted me just as much, to be quite honest with you. Nobody drums like Neil Peart. I don't care what anybody says. To me, he is the best drummer, period. You know, no disrespect to Bonham or, you know, all these other people who are brought up in these discussions. Excuse me. You know, the Mike Port noise and those guys, I don't think that they hold a candle to Neil Peart, to be quite honest. Yeah, so in his lyric writing is something that really inspired me as a writer myself now to write the kind of quality stuff that he wrote over the years. And, it wasn't never about, you know, partying or girls and this and that. He always had something to write about. He always had a topic to talk about. And it made you think. And I think Neil's writings are one of the few people or musicians I've ever heard of who had their lyrics used in university English courses. And I heard that from quite a few people that a few universities used his lyrics as, you know, reference for English lit. So that's got to tell you something about the quality of his writing. I was hoping that there might be some, you know, reunion of Rush down the line. It was very, very hush-hush whenever anybody brought up the possibility of them getting back together or maybe even making a studio album together. The topics are quickly buried and hushed and nobody ever talked about it very much. And now we know why. He was battling this for 3 years. Chances are, I would say that he probably knew there was something wrong before that. Which is probably the reason why they decided to pack things in. I mean, Neil was having some issues before with, you know, his arms and stuff like that as well, or drumming. And you know, I'm glad that they went out on a high note. They were, you know, many people said that's still top performance level at that time, and I have to agree, they were fantastic. I've never witnessed a bad Rush concert ever, and I've seen my first actual concert was a Rush concert that my sister took me to see, which was, I believe, March 1984 at Maple Leaf Gardens to see Rush during the Grace Under Pressure tour. And I'll never forget that moment, and I've never missed a Rush concert in Toronto since then. So, with the exception of, I believe the very last one here in Toronto, I didn't get a chance to go and see that one, but I've been to every single possible Rush concert that there was, and it's not, there's nothing else like it, I'm sorry to say. To go see Rush perform is an experience for a musician, and even for non-musicians, for sure. And that last tour they did, the R40 tour, with the whole breaking down of the stage and everything, was absolutely brilliant concept. And only a band with their sense of humor would have came up with an idea like that, to do something like that. So hats off to them, and rest in peace, Neil. Not to sound morbid, but now I guess he's going to have, you know, he's going to be able to see his wife and daughter who passed away years and years before. I think during the test for echo period around there, his daughter died in a horrible car accident, and his wife died shortly after that. It was a terrible time, and nobody even thought that Neil would have came back from that, but he did, and we had many more years of great Rush music thanks to that. But I guess the time has come for Neil to shed the mortal coil and to join his family. It is heartbreaking because I know he leaves the family behind here as well. So my heart goes out to them as well.